Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report, and we're going to bring in Pete Huff from Best Damn Guide Service. Pete, has it been busy for you here over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, especially with kids having off school right now for Christmas break. I've been guiding almost every day, and it's been a good bite in the Madison chain. Some bluegills, running into some perch now here recently, and other than that, been on Fox Lake a fair amount. There's been a really good crappie bite over there, and an occasional pike also.
Has the traffic been good in all the bodies of water you've been? Have there been a lot of people out fishing?
There was more today, I noticed, being New Year's Eve. But yeah, we started pulling some permanent shacks out yesterday, so the ice is ranging from, I don't know, 8 to 10 inches everywhere. So it's holding up real well, even though we've had a little warm spell here in the past, but it's still holding up really well.
Hey, you mentioned, you know, a lot of kids, you had a lot of kids guiding tours. If somebody is looking to take like their son or their daughter or their grandchildren out, where are some good spots across the region to go out and where kids can get some success?
Well, I mean, Minona Bay is a good go-to for people. It's easy. There's a lot of bluegills and crappies there, and kids can sight fish. I know kids like to, if you can watch a fish bite your baits, well, that's even better than just having a bite and catching it. And that'd be a good place for like sight fishing. Otherwise, Fox Lake, there's a lot of different sizes of crappies, but it's been rather easy actually. So you want to take them to a place that where the bite is easy, so they'll want to fish again.
Sure. Have heard anything about Winnebago or any maybe bodies of water north of us?
Yeah, I was up there also, ran into some perch, but had to kind of sort them. And I heard now they were starting to get more perch up there, so I'll probably be checking that out more myself also.
Awesome stuff. Obviously, ice fishing trips. Are you still booking ice fishing trips, and you're starting to book some stuff into the spring and the summer as well?
Yep, getting quite a few calls here and booking almost daily. But if you'd like to get out, call me at 608-609-2707. Or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Damn Guide Service.
Pete, Happy New Year. Appreciate all you do, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks a lot, Wade.
Let's head over to DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison and bring in Pat. Pat, Happy New Year, and I guess what's the fishing been like here between Christmas and where we're at right now?
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too, Wade. Fishing's been good here in town. We had a little bit of rain come through, what was that, Sunday last week, and, you know, it didn't damage the ice as much as a lot of people think. Sun is way worse for ice, but we did have Lake Mendota was on its way to being skimmed over. There was still quite a bit of open water out there, but then the rain came, kind of ruined what ice was out there, and then the wind behind that opened the lake wide open again, which was disappointing, but then Monday night, it locked back up again. So and when I say it's locked back up, there are still some holes out there, but with this cold weather, you know, on the way here, we are going to be hopefully making some ice, and we'll be on all of our lakes. Otherwise, here in Madison, folks are pretty much getting a lot of all over Lake Monona, Lake Wabisa, and Kiganza. I guess I should say Monona's a little bit, there's some sketchy spots out there at the time of this recording, but we are headed in the right direction as far as making ice in Madison. And like I said, the fishing's been good around town.
Awesome stuff. Hey, when people do go fishing anywhere in the Madison area, they have to stop into DNS Bait and Tackle. Tell us all about what you offer.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right near the corner of Northport and Troy Drive. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch. And a quick jog off the interstate for folks coming into town. We've got a full selection of live bait. We're fully stocked with anything you need to get out as far as bait goes. And then we got a great selection of tackle, but you know, which a lot of shops have. But what we have is our finger on the pulse of what's going on around town, so we can let you know what we're hearing out there. I do weekly fishing reports every Friday, and we post those to our social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And we do have an old school phone line you can call in too and listen to a report. The number there is 608-BIG-FISH.
All right, Pat, Happy New Year again, and appreciate all you do, and we'll be talking next week. Thank you.
Sounds good, Wade. You take care.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we're going to head to Fishtails in Fox Lake and bring in Tim Nails. Tim, what's the fishing been like here over the last couple of holiday weeks?
Well, you know, Wade, we've had a good season so far. We've got some good ice. Ice ranges on anywhere from 7 to 9.5 inches on Fox Lake. We did have a couple days with some warm weather, so we got a little water on the ice. But now with the temperatures, she's froze up, and we've got good, solid ice on Fox Lake.
I heard the crappies are biting pretty good out there as well. Is that the case that you've been hearing?
It's been crazy. The crappie bite is phenomenal right now. You get a lot of them in 10 to 12 inch range. You get some up to 13 inches, but most of them seem to be out in the main basin in the deep water, on around Maple Point. A lot of guys are using rosy reds, purple plastic, kind of a numerous thing, but the crappies are all over and the bite has been very, very good.
Have you heard anything about any other bodies of water around Fishtails?
You know, I heard they're still getting some walleyes on Beaver Dam. I did hear that Puckaway's providing some good northern action. Little Green's been providing some good walleye action. So all our local lakes have really been providing some very good fishing. As you know, early ice provides some of the best fishing, and it's really been phenomenal. So we've finally got a decent winter. We've got good ice and good fishing. What more could you ask for?
And before I ask you about Fishtails, Tim, I'm going to ask you about some stuff going on in January that people need to put on their calendar.
Well, we've got the Fishtails 10th Annual. That's the 31st of January, 1st of February. Tickets will be going on sale next week here. That's a big 3-day event, one of the biggest fisheries in the area. So stop in, get your tickets. We have live music on Friday night and Saturday night this year. We put a big tent up over off the town park. So come in, get your tickets. If you don't want to get in the fishery, just stop into the tent. Got some good entertainment, some good cold beer, and some good warm food.
Sounds like it's a great time, and it's always a great time when you stop into Fishtails. If you're just passing through or you have to get out on the lake, tell us about Fishtails.
We're open 7 days a week. We open at 6 o'clock till 6 p.m. during the week. We open at 5 a.m. on Saturdays. So stop in and see us. We've got all your local bait and tackle you need. If you want, just stop in, get a fishing or an ice report. Feel free.
Well, Tim, I appreciate all you do, and Happy New Year.
Same to you, Wade. We'll talk to you next week.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2026 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report, the first edition of 2026, as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, have you been out fishing at all over the between Christmas and New Year's?
To be honest, I have not. I've had actually a guy drop some fish off the other day. I got to clean some and eat some, but I have been out. It's kind of been a busy holiday. But I plan this weekend and starting, kind of starting on Saturday, I'll probably be out almost every day.
I can tell you this, Rick, three of my friends got Raw Bass Customs lures in their Christmas gift collection. And one of the young men already had some in his tackle box, and the two other guys were really excited about it. They're expecting to catch record fish come this spring.
Well, that's good to hear. Good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. They were hot sellers. I actually had a pretty good Christmas season this year selling lures, so it was all right.
All right. Hey, what have you been hearing from people who have been out on the lakes or the bodies of water here? Have you heard much about what's been going on?
As I look out my window every day, there's, 500 people out here on Fox Lake every single day. From what I gather, there's a lot of crappies being caught, but a lot of them are small, and I really deter a lot of people from keeping them small crappies. But, that being said, last Friday, a couple days ago, a real good friend of mine that has a cottage on the lake here, he got a 17 inch crappie, the biggest one I've ever seen and it was a giant, but for the most part, they're catching small crappies here and occasional walleye here and there. I've also heard that Lake Emily is, if you want to bring a bunch of kids, it's nonstop action with a lot of bluegills and a few small perch, and the northern bite has been pretty phenomenal over there. But actually you know, with all the guys out, I actually worked at the bait shop a couple times here this last week to help Tim cover
got some shifts in.
Yeah, exactly. I was the stand-in man, and I tell you, selling minnows for three straight hours is just crazy. But there's been a lot of guys out, and, you know, now there's a little snow on the lake, but, you know, it should be only getting better. What I've heard, there's literally 9 to 11 inches out here on Fox Lake.
Hey, when you mentioned crappies, how big does a crappie need to be for you to keep it?
Well, I'd like to be in that, you know, that 10-inch range, you know, 9.5, 10-inch range. They're kind of thick out here, but there's so many guys keeping these, you know, 6, 7, 8-inch crappies that, you know, let them go and let them grow a year or so yet. But, you know, there's a lot of 12-inch crappies out here if you get on the right school. And from what I understand, too, that's the key to getting out here. It's, if you're on small crappies, you're not catching them, you got to keep moving until you find them.
All right, Rick, tell us about Raw Bass Customs and what you offer, where people can find your lures. And are you booking trips yet for this spring?
No, normally I don't start that till, you know, February or March or so when people start calling. But, you know, all my regulars, they start calling about March and stuff. But Raw Bass Customs, you know, right now everybody's thinking ice fishing and the holidays are over. But, you know, Fishtails has got a great selection of baits on hand. M&M Tackle has a nice bait selection on hand. And Dick Smith down in Pewaukee has a few left over the holidays, too. So if you're still looking or you're starting to watch all the new fishing shows on TV and you got to have some of these baits, that's where they're at.
Rick, I appreciate the time. Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year, too, Wade.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.